A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erechin Yud Beis, Erechin 12a, pagination is 23. We'll start on the facing page. First, get our bearings midway on the page at the beginning of a line. Bo'i Rabbi Ovin. Rabbi Ovin asked the following question related to our topic of Shira, singing in the Beis HaMikdash. Olas nidvas tzibur tu'una shira o ena tu'una shira. Does the voluntary offering of the public require shira or not? What's a voluntary offering of the public? When do you have the consensus to give a voluntary korban? So the Mefarshim explained, we're talking about Kayetz HaMizbeach, the extra funds, which were used for communal offerings of the non-obligatory nature. Kayetz HaMizbeach is when the Mizbeach was in disuse. Less people were bringing karbanos, then to honor the Mizbeach, to honor the Beis HaMikdash, they would bring from these leftovers funds, they would bring karbanos. So do these karbanos require shira or not? And the Gemara thinks that it could bring a proof from a specific story regarding the churban, regarding the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Levim were singing shira, and the offering that was being brought at that time was not of the obligatory nature. At that point, there already were no karbanos available. They might have had a specific animal. If they had a specific animal, they would have brought it as a karban tamid, which is obligatory. And the assumption here is that they were just bringing it and they were singing. And the Gemara thinks perhaps that they could bring a proof that singing is done on voluntary karbanos. The proof ends up being deflected, but that proof and that quote is what we're going to focus on. Second wide line, again, where Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the facing page to today's daf, Tashema, come in here, an attempted proof whether they're singing on a voluntary communal karban or not. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi said, Megalgilim zechus liyom zakai v'chova liyom chayiv. Hashem rolls merit onto a meritorious day where good things are happening, more good things happen, and where there's obligation, where there's guilt, where there's punishment, Hashem rolls that accordingly. And indeed, we have this concept to be very cautious during the time of Tisha B'Av, Bein HaMitzorim, during that difficult time, were extra cautious. Amru, they said, Kishacharav HaBayis Barishona, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Oso Hayom, that day, Tisha B'Av Haya, it was Tisha B'Av, Umotzoi Shabbos Haya, it was after Shabbos, what we call Sunday, Umotzoi Shaviyis Haysa, it was after a Shemitah, it was the shift of Yehoyariv, one of the 24 shifts of the Kohanim. Vayikohanim Levim omdim al duchanam veomrim shira. And the Kohanim, Levim, everybody were in position and they were saying shira. Uma shira omru. What shira were they saying? Vayashav aleim asonam v'rasam yatzmi seim. About punishment. This is the Shir Shal Yom of what we call Wednesday, the fourth day of the week. Flo ispiku lomar yatzmi seim Hashem Elokeinu, and they did not finish it at Shabo Oivim v'kavshum until the enemy burst in and captured them and they stopped. V'chein b'shniya, and the same thing happened in the second Beis HaMikdash. That's going to be the subject of today's daf, Anamid Beis. Hai Shira Maya Vidite. What is this Shira that they were saying? Ilema da olas chova, if it's obligatory, mihavoi, they didn't have karbanos anymore to bring the obligatory karban. B'yudzayin b'tamuz batala tamid. We have a tradition that by the 17th of Tammuz, 3 weeks earlier, the tamid was already stopped. Elalav da olas nedava. It must be that it was an olas nedava, and they were saying shir on this voluntary karban. So the Gemara says, where did they get animals? If they weren't able to bring animals for the Tamid, how are they bringing animals for voluntary? And the Gemara answers, not all animals are created equal. There are different animals in the world. Halokasha ben bakar ikrei ba'almahu de'isram yaluhu. They ended up somehow with an animal that was not eligible to be a karban tamid, but they were able to bring it as a karban. Just because we said there are no karbanos for the tamid doesn't mean there were no animals at all in Yerushalayim. They just ran out of the animals eligible to be a karban tamid. If it was a Sunday, you got the wrong Shira. They wouldn't have been saying the Shira for Wednesday, Yatzmi same. They would have been saying Lashem Aretz Amaloa. And the Gemara therefore deflects what's going on here and says, Ailia ba'alma hu denafaluhu bepumayhu. It wasn't regular Shira. It wasn't a regular situation with a karban. You can't bring a proof. They were saying a song. They were saying it out of prayer. Hashem should punish the enemy. But it doesn't prove anything regarding the halachas of Shira. And in fact, in the last three lines of that Amud, my Hava Allah, what's the resolution for the boy of Rabbi Avin? Should a voluntary karban get song or not when it's of the communal nature? The answer is, there's a comparison between the karbanos, and they have to be kavu alohem zman, specifically having to be brought at this time, and if it's a voluntary karban, it would not get a shira, a song. Moving on to today's daf, the Gemara analyzes this brisa that was quoted about the churban in quite detail, and one of the comments you could see midway on Amud Aleph, they did the math of how many years the Beis HaMikdash stood. Would it really be following a Shemitah? And another analysis on Amud Beis, Ushniya b'motzoi shvi yismi mishkach asla, on the top line. And would the second Beis HaMikdash be destroyed after Shviyas, after a Shemitah? The Gemara introduces one possibility of calculation regarding Yovel, how Yovel works. So the traditional way that we understand Yovel, the Jubilee year, is that it's indeed the 50th. So you have seven cycles. The last year of every seven-year cycle is Shemitah. And then by the seventh, seven, which is Shemitah, after that one is an additional year called Yovel before we start the new cycle. However, on the seventh line, I believe, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Amashnas Chamishim Ola Lekan Ulekan, that the 50th year actually counts as the first of the new cycle, such that, as Rashi says on the fourth line, there are really only 49 years in every Yovel cycle. And this is the style of the Gemara, trying to analyze and clarify exactly how to understand the Braisa. If we take a look at the Gemara towards the end of Amud Beis, about eight lines up, if you want, la'olam rabbanon, we could understand everything according to the rabbanon, that it's seven sevens and then a yovel and then another seven sevens. V'chiktani v'chein b'shniya ashaira. And when it said, and the similar thing happened by the second Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't talking about all the detail that it happened after a Shemitah and all those other calculations. It's talking Ashaira on the other things that were mentioned in the Braisa and the commonality between the second Beis HaMikdash with the first Beis HaMikdash was only, as Rashi tells us four lines up, Tisha B'Av U'Motzei Shabbos. That it happened on Tisha B'Av and it happened on a Sunday. But all the other calculations did not necessarily apply by the second Beis HaMikdash. Hachanami Mistavra, that indeed makes sense. The Ilote Mahochi, because if you don't acknowledge that the commonality between the first and the second was not in everything, Mishmarto Sho Yeho Yariv Bishniya Mihavoi, there wasn't even a mishmar of Yehoyariv. There was no such shift of Kohanim in the second Beis HaMikdash because not all the Kohanim came back from exile for the second Beis HaMikdash and Yehoyariv was actually missing. So it couldn't have been the mishmar of Yehoyariv. V'atanya arba mishmaros alu minagola. Therefore, that came back. Yedai v'chorim pashchar v'imar, these four amdu neviim shebeinayim, and the prophets, the leaders among the Jewish people at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, figured it out. What were they going to do? They wanted to have 24 shifts, but they only had four families to work with. So they did a raffle, a lot, v'nasnum bekalpi, and Yedaya came and chose its own shift and how many more, six in total, so that the six times four would actually equal 24, and how many shifts was he going to fill in for? So if Yehoyariv didn't exist in the second Beis HaMikdash, so clearly the commonality between the second and the first was not total. Quick additional observation regarding the 24 mishmaros, which ultimately helped us solve how to understand V'chein B'Shniya in this Ibayis Ema. So we're familiar with the 24 in general Jewish knowledge, probably most prominently from Kina Yud in the Kinnis of Tisha B'Av, the 10th Kina, which although the names are different, it's using nicknames, but the concept of 24. The 24 mishmaros are actually listed in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Chaf Dalid, and you could actually find Yedaya, Chorim, and Imor listed over there. Pashchar, curiously, is not listed there. And Rashi in Tainus Chaf Zayin at the end of Amud Aleph indeed notes this, and the Bach suggests that it probably was some sort of nickname or a second name, and we don't know which one Pashchar is, but that certainly it's one of those listed in Divrei Hayomim, although it's showing up under a different name. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.